This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters, welcome to this beautiful, beautiful light upon light online convention conference entitled The Best 10 Days. And indeed they are the best 10 days, the first 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is the last month of the Islamic calendar. And I do know that it pains us that we're going through challenging times. And inshallah, speaker after speaker will be discussing different aspects of this particular title, and I pray that we all benefit from it. The subject that I've been given to deal with today is navigating through this pandemic. And we all know that we are believers. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed we are fortunate to be from among those who utter what is known as the Shahada. Shahada means the declaration. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, my Maker. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his final messenger and prophet. So when we say that, we understand that he who made us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sent messengers to us in order to tell us why he made us, what to expect on earth. And if we were to read carefully what those messengers came with in terms of revelation, we would find that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with two main things. And he says, I've left you with two things, for as long as you hold fast upon them, you will never be led astray. That is the Quran and my Sunnah, which means the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his life, and his teachings. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited for us the verses that were revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at Surah Al-Baqarah, there is something that Allah says to us. When you're young, you may not understand it, but as you grow older, you begin to understand the plan of Allah. As you apply your mind and you realize why exactly you are on earth, it is precisely what Allah says. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, وَلَنَبْنُوَنَّكُمْ, we will definitely test every single one of you. So I'm on earth here. One of the reasons is to be tested, subhanAllah. Like I would go to school to be tested so that when I pass the exam, I move on to the next level where the test will be even harder, but the qualification will be greater. So this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allaha idha ahabba 'abdan ibtala." When Allah loves his worshipper, he tests him so that he can actually graduate to a new level, and the certificate he gets at the end or the book that he receives will be filled with a very, very high qualification. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet Abraham, may peace be upon him. He was tested one after the other. Look at the Prophet Ayyub or Job, may peace be upon him. Allah says, we tested him. We tested him so much and we found him to be patient. Inna wajadnahu sabira ni'mal 'abdu innahu awwab. We found him to be very patient. What a great worshipper of ours. He was oft returning to us in repentance, in gratitude, in praise, and in every other way. So Allah praised Ayyub alayhi salam. So Allah says, I will test every one of you. So I know that one of the reasons why I'm on earth is to be tested. I will face challenges, difficulties, hardship. In fact, in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah says, that is how he distinguishes the believers from those who are liars, those who don't really believe. Right at the beginning, he says, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Does man think that it will be sufficient for him to say that I believe? And then he is not tested? Indeed, we have tested all those before you. In other words, we will test you as well. Just like we tested all those before you in order to distinguish those who are truthful from those who are liars. May Allah make us from among those who are truthful, and may He never test us with tests that will be too difficult for us to pass. Ameen. So let's go back to the verse, Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, indeed we will test every single one of you. We spoke about that already. With what? What will He test us with? What do I need to expect? So before I continue, in life we get attached to things and we don't realize when we came into this world, we were alone. Prior to coming into this world, we were where Allah wanted us. But we came alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we go, we will go alone. And we will meet Allah alone. And we will answer to our questions or accountability will happen alone.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادَى كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ.
On that day, Allah will say, and you have come to us just like we have created you alone. You came to us alone, just like when we created you, you were alone. Subhanallah. And then Allah says, you left behind everything that gave you company on earth. What gave you company on earth? Your family members, your wealth, the good things that you considered good on earth, all that was with you. The stuff you owned, the property, subhanallah. Allah says, all of that, where is it? It's not there. You've just come yourself. And guess what? Your deeds. So do good deeds. You need to earn points. You need to earn marks in this world. How do I earn marks? Well, when I pass the challenges, the tests that Allah has placed in my path, I need to fulfill obligations and stay away from prohibitions. And I need to know that the things that I will become acquainted with and attached to, at some point Allah will detach me from them for as long as they are material items of this world, things that are very, very connected to this world and this world alone. So Allah says, we will test you with what? Now I'll explain.
بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ.
The first two things, He says, I'll test you with a little bit of fear, uncertainty, anxiety, and some hunger. So don't get too attached to things. The comfort zone you're in, we will take you out of it at some point. Subhanallah. For what? In order to test you. It's the same verse. So when we get too attached to this comfort zone we're in, the day Allah decides to take us out of it as He has promised, it will be extremely difficult. But if we were not too attached and we expected that we have this comfort thanks to Allah, but He may take it away, we will still thank Allah. Then we understood the plan of Allah. It creates a cushion around us such that the day it is snatched away and we are taken out of that comfort zone, we still have firm conviction. We expected it. And you know what? The blow was cushioned. It was softened. Subhanallah. So a little bit of anxiety, it's normal. It's human. Some sadness, subhanallah. Allah will remove you from your comfort zone. Uncertainty, fear. Khawf means a little bit of fear. And I've explained fear from different aspects. Allah says, yes, that safety, you become too comfortable. Allah says, we will test it and shake it until you realize that we are the only ones who can provide you true safety,
true comfort, true contentment. That's Allah. And Allah alone. So in my life and in yours, as you grow older, so many things will happen that will throw you out of your comfort zone. You will sense a little bit of fear, anxiety, sometimes uncertainty. Allah says, until you are convinced that Allah alone is in charge and in control, the sooner that happens, the easier it becomes to navigate through the difficult times. Then Allah says, وَالْجُوعِ, which means with hunger. So when you get too attached to your food, there will come a day when you won't have that food. Allah says, we'll take it away somehow. Either you won't be able to eat it because medicine tells you it's dangerous for you. So you go on a diet and you can't eat those things you consider delicious or beautiful or sweet or very tasty, simply because Allah says, well, we're testing you with a little bit of hunger. Don't get too attached to your food. Understand, don't be wasteful. Thank Allah for the days you have. Eat whatever is in front of you. Think about those who don't have much. Look at the days that may come perhaps ahead where you may not afford or you may not be able to eat due to sickness or any other reason the food that you have. So be thankful when you have it and be thankful when you don't have it. Don't become too fussy, a person who eats, because if you become too fussy about your food, a day will come when food will be available and you won't be able to eat. Thank Allah for what has come in your direction, really. And when you put a morsel of food in your mouth, praise Allah. Upon all conditions, He will grant you success. In fact, He says, if you show thankfulness and gratitude, I won't even take away that which I gave you in the first place. I'll increase it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Indeed, if you show gratefulness, gratitude, I will grant you increase in the gifts that I have bestowed you with. So get close to Allah during days of ease, the Prophet Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah will get close to you during days of difficulty and hardship. So that is the issue of hunger. I've only tackled a part of it. Remember, if you understand that Allah is going to test you in your food, then you will already have a cushion around you that will soften the blow the day that food goes away, or you don't have it, or for some reason you cannot reach it, or there is a drought, or whatever it may be. And we're going to come to something more specific. So Allah says, خَوْفْ وَالْجُوعِ. Then He says,
وَنَقْصِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ.
He mentions three things, three more things. The first two we spoke about. Then He says, naqs, which means decrease. We will test you with decrease in what? Amwal, in your wealth. When you become too attached to your money or your wealth or your belongings, Allah says, the day we decide to take it away, and we definitely will, يَوْمٌ لَكَ وَيَوْمٌ عَلَيْكَ, a day for you and a day against you. If you've made profit all your life, it cannot be that you die and you've never suffered a loss. Allah says, we have to test you before you go. We have to test you with that. It's part of the examination, part of your syllabus while you're on earth, is you will suffer a loss. Your property burns down, a burglar comes in, may Allah protect us all, something happens, you suffer an accident, your car is damaged, you perhaps lose out, you lose a job, perhaps you lose things unexpected, your income is decreased, maybe you are now bankrupt, perhaps. Allah says, we told you already, don't get too attached, don't become extravagant when you have. Prepare for a rainy day. This is what Allah is telling you. That's why He says, I'm going to test you. And by telling us I'm going to test you, He's telling us, don't get too attached to these things, because a day will come when if you were too attached to your handbags and your phones and your accessories and your makeup and whatever else it may be, you will be totally depressed when we take it away, or for some reason you do not have access to it. Amazing. So Allah says, naqsim minal amwal. You know what? We're going to test you with this. Imagine your car, imagine your job, imagine the money in your bank account, and suddenly it's gone. How did it go? Well, Allah can take it in a flash. Imagine, Allah can take it in a flash. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, We can do that. If you were so attached to it, you become such that you can't bear it. You start suffering. You lose contentment. You lose your happiness. You suffer in a big way. Some people become suicidal. May Allah protect us. Simply because they lost a job. No, my brother and sister, you are greater than that job. Allah perhaps has opened your hands and the clenched fist in order to give you something far greater than what you had. Bear patience and ride the wave. Remember, better days have to come because Allah says the days cannot remain the same. Just like we will test you by taking things away, we will also test you by giving you things. Subhanallah. In both cases, the winner is he who gains closeness to Allah, whether Allah took away from him or gave him. Ultimately, I've got to die. You've got to die. What did I do while I was on earth? Subhanallah. Did I earn the pleasure of Allah or did I get very, very attached to what Allah has given me? Then Allah says, Amwal, Anfus. Anfus means, I'll test you with the loss of life. Loss of life of whom? Those around you. Don't get too attached to someone in a way that the day they pass away, your life comes to an end as well. Yes, we are human. We will cry, we may miss them, we become sad, we pray for them, but we don't question the decree of Allah, number one. Number two is, we realize quickly that we've also got to make the same journey and we continue in our preparations. Subhanallah. We pray for them. It's human to just miss them and sometimes to feel the void and even to cry. It's normal. But don't let it take you to the degree of you losing your own self simply because you lost a person. Quickly find yourself. The less attached you are to people, the less pain you will feel the day you may lose them. People go through divorce. People go through so much. Sometimes you have an issue with your children, with your loved ones. Sometimes you may not lose them as in life, but you may lose the person as in distance. If you were too attached, you won't be able to survive that. Allah says, you attach yourself to me, not to people. You attach yourself to me, not to wealth. You attach yourself to me, not to produce, and so on. And realize that when you do that, I'm going to be comforting you. Like I said earlier, you create a cushion around you, a beautiful ring around you that will cushion and comfort you the day things leave you, the day you suffer the loss. So what next? Allah says, people around you will die and you might die. Subhanallah, take it in your stride. Remember what is to come is far better than what was here. The hereafter is way, way better than where we are right now. You must be convinced in that regard. You must know your Lord is the most merciful, the most forgiving, the most kind, the most compassionate. So keep seeking forgiveness and have hope in His mercy because He tells you, don't lose hope in my mercy. Shaitan is the one who tries to make you lose hope in my mercy. So have hope in His mercy and know for a fact that the akhirah, the hereafter, is far better. خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْأُولَى is far better than this life here. Know that. So if I were to die at the end of the day, I don't need to try, my best to force myself to be alive to the degree that I'm really depressed. You know what? You must make sure that you've tried your best to keep yourself healthy and to keep yourself in the best possible way, your body. But a day will come when you will also go. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us ease on that day. Take us in a condition that He is pleased with us. Yes, we will leave behind people. We may be left behind when others who are our loved ones have died, have passed away. You know what? Like I said earlier, pray for them. Have hope in the mercy of Allah and understand that Allah has a plan. He will unite you with your loved ones as He has promised. If you do good deeds and if you keep trying and you have hope in His mercy and you don't give up and you don't lose hope, your examination is not over. Perhaps theirs is over. Perhaps they've already qualified for the degree they need in order to get into Jannah and we need to qualify. So He leaves us still on earth for a moment. So Allah says, don't get too attached even to people. Get attached to Allah. The Messenger, peace be upon him, his legacy lives on. His sunnah lives on. Get attached to that. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. So then Allah says, وَالثَّمَرَاتِ and Allah will test you with loss in produce, in provision, many things. So a day will come when perhaps the harvest, you won't be able to consume certain things. There will be loss my brothers and sisters, right now, Allah says to us, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good news, glad tidings to those who bear patience. So bear patience. When you bear patience, what will happen? Allah says, those whom when calamity strikes them, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, they remember that we belong to Allah, all of us, and we are going to ultimately return to Allah, all of us. Those are the ones whom the blessings of Allah descend upon them, and those are the ones who are successful. They will be the ones in paradise. So be patient. My brothers, my sisters, the pandemic, I decided to speak about it from a different angle, showing you that, you know what? Days will come when things will not happen our way. We will lose jobs, we will lose money, we will lose lives, we will lose things. It's all part of the bigger plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of you who've lost loved ones, the good news is Allah is going to unite us with our loved ones. Pray for them. Continue seeking their forgiveness and seek your own forgiveness. May Allah grant us all good health. Those of you who have tested positive, it's not the end of the world. Chances are, perhaps 90% or more would actually heal and come out of it. Insha'Allah, may Allah grant you cure. Remember to take every precaution is part of your duty unto Allah to preserve the body that He has given you. So live healthy, eat healthy, connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand He will still test you. And I've only mentioned one verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, but I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, from amongst us, there are those who live in anxiety and fear. Don't worry. Take every precaution possible. Read your dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-barasi wal-jununi wal-judhami wa min sayyi'i al-asqam. Seeking the protection in Allah from leprosy, from sickness, from disease, and from those bad plagues and diseases. That is a sunnah dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Call out to Allah using that dua. Turn to Allah, become a better person. Watch the way you talk to others. All of your life is a test. Everything you say or do is written down. And it's going to be presented in front of you. So watch your mouth. Watch the way you dress. Watch the way you talk. It's all written down. Change your lives for the better, my brothers and sisters. Those of us who have suffered loss of jobs, loss of business, remember what I said today. It's part of the plan of Allah. A good day is going to follow, but try your best to ride the wave at the moment. Yes, according to what I would say, this year is a year of survival. If you have survived, and if your day has passed without disobeying Allah, wallahi, you've had a beautifully successful day. I repeat, if you passed your day now during this pandemic without disobeying Allah in any way, you have had the most successful day. You may not earn so much. You may struggle a little bit. You may hear news of having lost a loved one or another person being affected or struggling in ICU or on a ventilator. May Allah give them all shifa and have rahmah, mercy upon those who have passed on. May Allah give the sick and ill cure. Remember, my brothers and sisters, take it in your stride. Inshallah, we will get over this together. We are entering the best 10 days. Call out to Allah. Don't lose hope. And when Allah knows the time is right to give you what you've been asking for, He will open the doors of goodness like the floodgates where a dam has been really, really held, or the water has been held on the dam wall for a long time, and then suddenly the floodgates open and the water comes gushing out to the awe of everybody who is watching. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to navigate through these days of pandemic, difficulty, hardship. Whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Millions of others across the globe are struggling, perhaps more than you, maybe billions. There are people who don't have even a fraction of what you have. So thank Allah. Keep thanking Allah. And remember, the worst thing you could do is to become oblivious of Allah and to disobey Allah during days of difficulty. That's the worst thing a person could do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us. Insha'Allah, I pray that we will benefit from all the talks of the rest of the speakers who are going to be speaking during this beautiful conference, Light Upon Light online conference, entitled The Best 10 Days. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.